Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Clarence. It's Samantha here.
Okay.
Hey, how are you? I'm so sorry. I believe we had a network problem due to which the phone kept hanging up.
Okay, I read the comments from the editor. That was taken straight off of the foreword. I don't see those as being comments from the editor. Craig Smith, the Royal Canadian Mounted Police, if you read what he says, that's what you are saying. So I don't know how that's a comment.
Okay, let me pull that up. Just give me a quick moment. Okay, I got the file opened up. Initially, they have left comments for you to read. A detailed scope of work is provided below for your information.
I have that, but what I'm saying to you is the comments in it says total chapters 34, comments from the editor. And the comments are the same thing that Craig Smith said. So how is that telling me anything?
Okay, have you read the strengths and the weaknesses, the pointers that they have provided below?
No, I'm talking about right now the comments, and we'll get to that, but let's get to the comments from the editor.
Okay, so what are you saying? That it's taken directly from your manuscript? Is that what you're saying?
Yes, that's what I'm saying.
Let me read that.
Go to the just 1 minute, let me open it up.
Okay, and you're saying that this is taken directly from the manuscript. I'm pulling up the
I'll tell you
manuscript.
what, I'll tell you what you do. You look at the foreword from Sergeant Craig Smith, and you'll find the very first portion of his comments. You're using that as comments from the editor. How can that be comments from the editor?
Let me see. Pulling up your manuscript now. Okay. That is correct, the first paragraph. And then in the second paragraph and the last line, they are talking about the book, however, needs to deliver this message in a way. Okay, they've quoted that basically, and they didn't put it in quotation marks. They put that paragraph there as a reference, and then they're talking about that. The book, however, needs to deliver this message in a very structured way. For this, the outline must give a clear picture of what the book is going to be about. Certain modifications will help capture the book's goal in a finer way. A detailed scope of work is provided.
Did you read the preface?
Yes, I did. And I see that this paragraph is taken directly from your foreword. So what they're trying to say here in this section, they have quoted or copy-pasted the main point, you can say, or the main vision for the book from the foreword, and then they are talking about that in reference to it. The book, however, needs to deliver this message. This message, by this message, they are referring to this complete paragraph that has been copy-pasted there.
Okay, well, if you need to modify Craig Smith's comments, then I have a problem with that. But I was reading it as if that was what you were saying, the editor was
No,
saying.
no. There
Now,
has been a misunderstanding. You know what? Just disregard this. Let me speak to the team and get you another editorial report, okay? They have missed
okay,
the
and let me
quotation.
get to the second thing. Don't I
Yes.
want to talk about the weaknesses. It's 172 pages, and you're saying that I need two volumes. I have at least 500 books here, and it's three or four dozen books that have well in excess of 300 pages. So why is it that my book can't have the number of pages that it comes out to?
They don't sell well. If you're just looking to publish this and have it on the shelf, you can do that. There is no certain requirement, you know, for you to do that. But as per our discussion, you know, from understanding your vision, I know that you want the book to sell and to become something, right? Now, we can go ahead and publish this book, but if it's going to be a drag on, a lot of people do not prefer reading this. See, we've been working in the book industry for the past 15 to 20 years. I'm talking about my personal experience. And from my experience, I don't believe that a manuscript or a memoir that is above 200 pages sells well from the marketing perspective. But if you want to stick to the existing page count in one book, we can go ahead and do that. It, see, 172, let's double the page count. Let me give you the exact number.
Well, can you get, what, how could you get it to 172 pages?
The trim size for that is 8.5 by 11. That's a big A4, bigger than an A4 page. That's a big book. You know, sometimes you get those academic big books, accounting or mathematics books that are huge in size. And the page is bigger than the A4 size. A4 is the standard size, you know. So if we go on 8.5 by 11, then it's going to consist of 172 pages. But if we stick to the standard formatting criteria, you know, as per the publishing standards, the manuscript needs to go into a trim size of 6 by 9. If we convert the book into 6 by 9 trim size, it's going to be the size of a novel, the standard size of a novel. And that will consist 350 pages. Are you okay with that?
I'm trying to. Now, it's not, I'm not, I mean, it's not about the money. It's not mm-hmm. about the money, but I'm just wondering why, because I can pay the money,
mm-hmm.
but I'm wondering why, you know, I've got books here sitting on my, Paul Robeson's book, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
That's, it's one book, and it's, let me get the exact count.
And tell me the genre of the book as well.
It's a memoir, and it's 382 pages, including the index.
Mm-hmm. And how well has the book done? What's the name of the author and what's the name of the book?
Do you know who Paul Robeson was?
Paul Robeson, yes, I have heard of him. It's his book?
It's what now?
I'm asking, is this Paul Robinson's book?
Yes, it's his book.
Okay, so he published an autobiography. You do know that he's a very well-known personality, right?
Yeah, but you know what I'm trying to do
mm-hmm.
is I'm talking about something that's current and ongoing, mm-hmm. and that's the excessive use of force by police against blacks and other minorities. That's
okay. going
to sell.
All right. Now, let me explain this to you. This is your first time launching a book, okay? And given that situation, you're talking about Paul Robinson. Paul Robinson was already a well-known personality when he launched the book. Whatever he launches, it's going to sell like apples and oranges. Understand where I'm coming from. You're a new author. You're launching your work for the first time. You need to make sure that the readability, the efficiency of the book, it is accurate for the readers to understand and connect with you. Now, for example, if you launch your first 5 books, you become a well-known person, we have established your online presence, then if you launch a memoir that is maybe 400 pages long, people will buy it because people know your work. At this point of time, we're trying to establish your footprint in the market. And that's the reason why it is not recommended for you to go out with an extensive book. Rather, break it into 2 parts. And from a selling perspective, that's going to sell. if it's a two-book series. People will look out. See, we'll launch the first volume, we'll create a hype about the second book, and we will launch a release date for it. At that point of time, you will already have pre-orders for people to buy your second book. That's the perception. See, when you're launching something and if you're expecting it to be a huge hit, you need to work with a sound plan. Otherwise, a lot of people launch their work, okay? And launching a 350-page book, it's not a big thing. It's not a loss on our end. Understand where I'm coming from, okay? It's not a loss on our end. But in order to launch you as a brand in the market, we need to have the right tactics. And that includes dividing your book into two parts at this point of time. If this was your second or third book, I wouldn't have recommended you that. We would have went with the existing pages. That is 350. But since it's your first book, it has to be, see, nonfiction, self-help books, the page limit that sells, or the page restriction, you can say, it is up to 200 pages. All right.
Well,
that prolongs. Yeah, go ahead.
Let me go to chapter 16 because you say that's where you want to break it. Let me see what's included up to there.
Let me pull that up on my end as well.
I mean, this thing to me is not a. You know, I want to make money on it. Everybody wants to make money.
Mm-hmm.
But this issue is so pressing, and no one can question me because I've been I headed three major police departments
mm-hmm.
and was a major on my first one. So
mm-hmm.
I've taught courses. All over the world, in Africa, in Italy, in Greece, places like that. So people know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm. I understand all that. Now, see, for example, if they mention that you should break the book from chapter 16 onwards, this would be amazing from the point of selling. See, the chapter 16, I'm reading out the heading.
Well,
the COVID-19...
I'm trying
yeah.
to get to 16 right now.
Okay.
This is damn computer. Is not.
It's page 94 from your manuscript.
Page 94. My page 94 is not the let me see if I'm
okay.
I'm going to have to go because I think I may be in another version of it because my 94 is not chapter 16.
Okay, then you have to open up the draft that you sent me. I'm looking at the Word file.
Just 1 minute.
Okay. You got it?
No, I'm still, see, I've got one thing, but that's not it. I don't know what the hell is going on with this.
Why don't you do Control F and then select the chapter? If you do Control F,
I've got the copy.
Mm-hmm.
See.
If you do Control F on a Word file, it's going to give you the option to search. Okay.
All right, ma'am. You say page 94.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm looking at the one that has my picture at the top of the page. Okay. All right, I got it, Paige. That's the COVID 19 pandemic impact on society and
yes.
Police. Okay.
Okay, so they want to end the first book with chapter 16. Now, when you go to chapter 17, look at the heading or the name of the chapter. Now is the time for all good men to come to the aid of their country. They feel that this is an excellent point where they can break the story, leave the first book at a cliffhanger, and then remodify chapter 17, as this will be the first chapter of volume 2. See, you're not going to
okay,
be launching...
Okay, yeah, I see what you're saying. I
mm-hmm.
see what you're saying. I see what you're saying. Now it makes sense. It wasn't
yes.
making sense before.
Yeah, and the reason why, see, it's not going to be like your two books are going to be launched months apart or years apart. No. They both will be launched strategically, one after the other. The time frame that we're going to keep in between, just to get you pre-orders for the second volume, would be somewhere around a month, hardly. That, too, from the marketing perspective. You know, we are going to see how the first book is selling, and then based on the statistics, we are going to launch your second book, volume 2, for pre-orders with a release date. So, for example, if you're launching your first book maybe on 15th March, all right, then the next book will be launched somewhere around the 15th or 20th of the next month. In between the time duration, we are going to create maximum hype on social media and other platforms that there is volume 2 coming out. All those people who have read your first book, they will definitely buy your second book. Again, we
okay.
have an opportunity
yeah,
to create sales.
I understand what you're doing, but
mm-hmm.
in the first book, you're going to move about the author. Because anybody buying a book would want to know something about the author. And that's all the way at the end of the book.
Yes, yes. That's the reason why there is a breakdown of payment multiplied by 2. Because, see, once we divide the book, each book will have a separate table of contents. Each book will have a separate book cover, a separate without the author. Of course, the without about the author can be the same description, but we will need to paste it in both volumes, okay? According to that, each one of your books or one of your volumes will have the copyrights page along with the acknowledgement and dedication. All of that is going to be uniformed on each one of those volumes.
Okay, and let me, now it's making sense. It wasn't making any sense to me.
Of course. At that point of time, see, we have been working in this industry for so long that when we see something, we look at it from a broader perspective, and it all falls into place. But for you, of course, it's your first time, and it takes some time in order to have the clarity, and now you understand. Now it's making sense to you because I've explained each and everything point by point with evidence that, you know what, this is the point where we divide the book, and it makes sense.
Okay. Now, I'm looking at it's going to be printed on acid-free paper, right?
I'm sorry?
I say the book will be printed on acid-free paper. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes, that is correct. But you will get to choose the paper type, okay? For example, it can go on a recycled paper, you know, like the creamy paper that usually novels have. Or you can go with a proper 80, I'm sure it's called 80 coated white. You can go with a white page as well. Again, all of this will be discussed with you before we publish the book. Whether
okay,
you want the book cover to be matte or glossy, what type of paper you would like the book to consist of, both the books, and then you can let us know.
Okay, and I see on Robinson's book,
mm-hmm.
you know, he's got the prohibition about anybody trying to print it. And then
mm-hmm.
he has a thing that it says, in order to do anything, you have to go authorization through payment of the appropriate per copy fee to the Copyright Clearance Center. Is that going to be included in my book?
Yes, that will definitely be included in your book. I need to ask you another important question, Clarence. Have you copyrighted your manuscript or your story?
Yes, it's already copyrighted.
Perfect. Then that won't be an issue, but then you'll have to update them regarding the two volumes. In other words, they need to know that it's not one book with the complete storyline. It is two volumes, okay? So that is something
okay,
that you'll take care of it, right?
Yes.
Okay, perfect.
And when you have done your part, that's when I'll know to send this thing to them.
Yes. That is correct. So that is all sorted.
Okay.
Second
all right,
thing,
now I'm understanding. It wasn't making very much sense to me.
Yeah, of course. That
because,
makes sense.
You know, so, all right, now I understand what's happening.
Okay.
And what's your projected, projected date that'll be finished?
Okay, for that, I need to give the team a go-ahead so they can provide us a breakdown of the chapter outline, okay? Now, the chapter outline will consist of all the chapters that are being divided as per the two volumes, and then only we'll be able to anticipate a time frame. See, now, that needs the bigger picture perspective. Once we have the outline in front of us, then we can determine when we can launch the first volume. We'll get the release dates as well once we have the outline, because then I'll give you a time frame for the completion of the first and second volume. One more thing I needed to mention, since we'll be creating the book cover for the second version from scratch, then that means we'll need to include the book cover. I will use your first book cover, the one that you've sent me, as a reference, because the second book cover needs to be something similar to that. Right, because it's a second volume of that book.
Right.
And can you send me that picture as well, the picture of you on the front cover?
Yes. I thought that when I sent you the thing, it had the picture at the beginning. For some reason, I'm having difficulty with my computer.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow, so I'm going to try to send it to you. If I can't get it to you today, I'll make sure to get it to you tomorrow when he's
right. I got the fully furnished cover for volume one, but we will need to work something out on volume two. Now, there's one more thing that we need to work on. That's the title. I think that we should keep the title the same. Come up with a subtitle for the second book. What do you think?
I'll need to talk to somebody about a subtitle.
Yes. Don't worry. I will notify the team to provide you some title suggestions according to their creative minds, and they will come with something. They'll come up with something that works and that sticks to the reader's mind, right? So that has to be strategic too. And something that is close to the first title. Usually what people do is that when they're changing volumes or they're shifting onto maybe two book series or what, three book series, what they do is that they keep the main title the same and they change the subtitle. Sometimes they actually keep the subtitle and the title the same and just number it according to volumes. For example, the first one will be called Volume 1. Somewhere on the book cover will need to include Volume 1. And on the second one, we will put up Volume 2. And it might just differentiate slightly in terms of the design of the cover or maybe the theme, you know, like the color contrast.
Okay. All right. Okay.
So that
that color thing, everyone who's seen it, you know, they say that's fine. They would buy it. And I, you know, if you look at the comments on the book, I send it to people that know me well, and
yep.
They are people who are well educated. Nobody is on that book that doesn't have either a doctorate or medical degree or JD.
I understand that. So that's why I'm saying that we can keep the first book cover as it is and then maybe work on the second one.
Well, I'm going to have to see how you're going to work on it, because if the first one is selling, I'm not going to agree to modify that really out of the way that first one looks.
Okay, what if we need to make certain tweaks to it? Maybe add Volume 1. Do you think we can do that on the first cover?
Sure, Volume 1 and Volume 2. Just leave it one. The first 16 chapters will be Volume 1, and the rest will be in Volume 2.
Gotcha. All right, then in that case, I don't think we need to change the subtitle or the title of the book. What do you think? Let's just go with the simple way, the most simplest way, that is title them as Volume 1 and Volume 2. What are your thoughts on that?
That's how I'd like it done.
Okay. All right. Perfect then. All right then. I'm going to notify the team to start working on the outline compilation. Once we have that, I will provide you a complete plan in terms of the dates, okay? I will give you a breakdown of when the first book will be completed and what is the estimated time frame that we are looking at for Volume 2. That way, you and I will have the opportunity to set up the marketing plan according to it, okay?
Okay, that makes sense.
All right. Okay, then. One last thing, Clarence. I'm going to transfer you over to the billing department so you can clear out the payments for the second version, and then we will get started full swing on both books.
All right.
Okay, let me just give you the total amount, and let's see. Just give me a quick moment.
It was $26.46 for the first volume. It's got to be the same thing for the second volume.
Yes, but the second version includes the book cover, so I'm guessing that cost will need to be added. It's not going to be a lot. Let me calculate really quickly.
Well, the $26.46 for the first volume included the book cover and the content. So why would the second volume have to have an additional cost for the cover?
Got it.
If it was $26.46 for the first thing, it should be $26.46 for the second thing.
That is absolutely correct. Okay. I did check that, and I see that the book cover is included in that costing. So we're good to go. All right. So it's going to be $26.46. I'm going to transfer you over to the billing department, and then you can clear out the payment, okay?
All right.
All right. Stay on the line, please.